This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Jeremy Collins, Daily Line at 9:30, but right now, joining us courtesy of the Window Nation guest hotline, he is Steve Molesky. Good morning to you, Steve.
Rob and Jeremy, good morning.
Morning.
Steve, we were at Camden Yards when we saw Felix Bautista go down during the 2023 season. And the feeling of hopelessness for your bullpen was, it was heavy. It was really heavy because we all knew that was a big blow for the Orioles' postseason success. But seeing him yesterday, you know, went from hopelessness to hope because he looked like he's the guy that's going to be ready for opening day and maybe at some point return into his dominant form.
Rob, I was watching the Mass and telecast from my house here in Harford County. I was cheering from the couch. I mean, it was really an uplifting day for the Orioles. Probably the best day of spring training to see that guy back out there. And we knew he was going to make it back, right? I mean, we had heard the reports positive. The live bullpens have been good. You know, he's far removed now from the surgery. And so to see him have that kind of outing, touch 97,
yeah,
and with the feeling that more will come, get him back about where he was eventually. He just uplifted the whole organization, I think. And, you know, now we're all knocking on wood for this guy because he deserves some good breaks. And he just, as you know, he lights up the clubhouse. He just does. His presence means a lot to this team beyond what he does in the ninth inning. So big day for the Orioles.
Hey, Steve, a lot of talk about Jackson Holliday, and I loved hearing him saying he wants to run more, having another guy in the lineup. I mean, obviously, when Mateo's in there and you're seeing him steal some bases, but it is a way to kind of produce some runs if you can do it. What are your thoughts on what you've seen from Jackson Holliday thus far, and what do you expect this season?
You know, it's interesting about him running and his speed. I see some analysts who rate his speed on a scouting scale as like 55, yeah, which is like just a little above average. I see him faster than that. I mean, I think Jackson Holliday gets around the bases pretty good, and that's a weapon you got to use, you know? I mean, I think what the Orioles are doing here with Hyde's encouraging guys like Jackson Holliday and Colton Cowser and some of the young guys who can occasionally steal a base to do it, I mean, it's just how you take a good team and make them better. You know, incremental improvements by the players and team make the overall product better. And you got, you know, you're never looking to stand still. And so that's the Holliday I know. That kid's always looking to get better, add something, tweak something, do something. And, you know, I'm looking for, as I've told a few people, like a 2-year run of increase in his stats. Because he's so young and he's so inexperienced, he's just not going to go from, you know, rough year last year to an all-star in a month. But I think he's trending in the right direction and real positive what he's done so far.
Steve Molesky joins us talking Orioles baseball. Steve, I piggyback on what Jeremy said about Jackson Holliday wanting to run more. Well, his manager, Brandon Hyde said earlier that he wants to run more as well, which to me is kind of consistent with Hyde. Hyde has always wanted to be an offense that was explosive on a base pass, not just stealing bases, but taking the extra bases.
Well, exactly. And, I mean, there was a stretch there where both Mateo and Mullins were healthy, and the Orioles were stealing a lot of bases, mainly those two guys.
Yeah.
You know, they're two of the best base stealers in the league when they're getting on base and they're healthy. So only one is healthy now, said, and they got to get Mateo back eventually, and it shouldn't be too long for him. But, yeah, you got to pick your spots. I mean, you lost 44 homers in Santander. You hope you make up a bunch of them or all of them if possible. But so you take from column A, you lose some homers, so column B steals, maybe add some there. You know, just do things to offset and keep this offense moving. And, I mean, this Orioles offense, to me, has great potential. For the last 2 years, if you add the two seasons together, they're fourth in the majors in runs scored, and that's with a two-month slump at the end of last year. So I think, again, they're going to be among the highest-scoring teams in the game.
What do you? You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey. I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
The march to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What do you make of Grayson Rodriguez? Because changing up the motion a little bit, I just saw Luis Gil is out with a lat injury for a while, and I think Grayson's one of those guys that can take that step forward, but one of the most important things for him is just staying healthy, because he's been good when he's been out there, and I think he has a chance to be even better than that. What are your thoughts, Steve?
If you take Jeremy, his second half in 2023, after he came back from the minors and went from a tough start to pitching well, his first half last year when he got off to a pretty good start, you've got a pretty good full season of 33 starts and a low 3 ERA, and I think that's what fans expect from him. Maybe even better. I mean, maybe the guy's, you know, morphing from a you know, a 2 or 3 type pitcher to maybe occasionally that 1-for-1, which the Orioles are looking for. So, a full season would be big. I mean, if they get full seasons out of Eflin and Grayson, you know, last year those two pitchers combined for 29 Orioles starts. Eflin was only here half the year. You know, they might combine for 60 or more this year. That would be a big upgrade and really big, because those two, for me, separate themselves at the top of this rotation from the rest, who are decent, but not on their level.
Oh, not at all on their level, Steve. It's Molesky joining us. Steve, your expectations of this 2025 Baltimore Oriole team?
I am aiming high and thinking positive right now, and I've got the Orioles right there with the Yankees. Me and Pecota agree on that. I don't have an algorithm. I just do it in my mind. I watch, Rob, the Orioles equal the Yankees for 90% of the season last year and let it get away in the last two or three weeks when they slumped. And head-to-head, I watched the Orioles win more against the Yankees than the Yankees won against the Orioles. And I know they lost Corbin and they lost Santander, and they got to find a way without those guys. And I think you find a way collectively. You don't target one guy. This guy replaced him. That guy replaced the other guy. You just collectively do it. And so I like the bullpen potential. I love seeing Felix back, of course. And so I'm aiming high. I think this is AL East winner, at least contender, and they're right there with the Yankees and maybe others in this division, by the way, all year long. I mean, I think we're in for a great spring and summer here.
Hey, Steve, one of the things that Rob and I were touching on earlier is just how they've developed some of these guys. Like, I mean, when you look at the trade, we went over the trade of Lopez to the Twins for, you know, Povich and, of course, Yennier. And it's interesting because, like, he had a 6-run ERA, comes over here, unbelievable. You look at Batista and what he's done and the transition he's made. Is there something different about this farm system now and how they develop players?
I think they're slowly building a reputation within MLB of being a pretty good pitch development organization. And I think fans doubt when you say that because they don't see a current top 100 pitcher like Grayson Rodriguez or DL Hall, which they had for a couple of years. You know, you can really hang your hat on these kids are coming. But you have to understand, Kyle Bradish was never top 100. John Means was almost never top 30. So it can be done. And someone from this international mix of young pitchers is going to pop in the next year or two. And they're going to find maybe not the next Bradish, maybe not someone that good, but someone good enough to contribute. And so they've got a host of, I would say, somewhat unheralded minor league pitchers now. You know, guys like Nestor Germán and Trey Gibson, and I mentioned Morphy. They're not top 100. They're not big names. Some of them don't even have big stats, but they've got big potential. And I think the Orioles are doing right by each of those individual kids who will be at places like Aberdeen, Chesapeake, and Norfolk this year. And we're going to see some impact here. Baseball America has scored the Oriole pitch development program very highly. They get really deep in the weeds and look at all kinds of data and analytics. And so I think they're doing well. They've got a good young group of coaches who blend at data and analytics with some old school coaching techniques and thoughts. And so I like what they're doing. I think they've reached the point come maybe this July where they finally take a pitcher with a high draft pick, you know, like a first round pick, top 30, something like that. They've got three high picks this year. So maybe this is the year they actually draft the guy first.
There he is, Steve Molesky. Steve, thanks a lot, my friend. Look forward to talking to you during the season.
All right, Rob. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Steve.